Hey guys, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whenever you are listening, it is always the perfect time. I am Stacey A. Cross, and there is no E in my name, and you are listening to the Get Uncomfortable podcast show with your host. I'm sitting here with Ashley Strand. Ashley is a mom, and she's pregnant, so you're going to be mom the second time around, I guess.
Number two, baby.
Drove all the way to Philadelphia here to visit the Comfort Killers lab offices and studio from Pittsburgh, which is about a
Five-ish hour drive.
Pregnant. She is a comfort killer. Right. So I'm happy to have her. Ashley is a professional actress, certified health coach, graduate of IIN?
Institute of Integrative Nutrition.
Man, that sounds great. Yeah, that sounds a little fancy. Also, a multiple six-figure income, right? Like, the multiple times you're making six figures in one business.
Yep.
Wow.
Several years in a row.
Awesome. Congrats.
Thanks.
But your biggest claim to fame is that you will help others do the same.
That's what I like. Or you could say I'm a college dropout.
I didn't know that. You're a college dropout?
Yeah.
That's awesome, because I am too. So we have a lot of things in common.
I feel like entrepreneurs can make their way no matter what, you know?
Yes.
You don't have to have a degree, unless it's, you know, you're going to be a doctor, obviously, you know, or something.
Please,
you know,
if you're having surgery on me, have a degree, right? Yeah. So, thank you for coming, by the way. Yeah, I appreciate absolutely. That. And guys, I'm eating a cantaloupe, so you're just going to have to bear with me.
Deal with it.
And what are you eating over there? What are you having?
I was going to crunch on these, but that might be way too loud.
But here's the deal. You're a health nut. You came here with, like, some healthy, I mean, totally healthy bar.
Yeah.
You're eating carrots and, so multiple, what business are you in? Is it a health kind of related field?
Yeah, so do the acting on the side, was a health coach, and then realized, like, had these huge dreams of entrepreneurial life and all this freedom and helping all these people, and I was not even coming close to paying my bills, you know? Right. I was like, all right, I need to look into other income streams that are things I believe in.
Right.
And it kind of just fell in my lap.
Yeah.
6 years ago, it was a health product, a water company, that helped me actually tremendously with my own health. And, you know, it's so funny, cause, you know, I identified as this health nut and not as a business person.
Right.
So I was like, my friend was saying, you really need to do this business.
Yeah.
You know, I think you'd do great. And I'm like, no, yeah, I'm not a salesperson.
Right.
I'm not a, you know.
Just we all go through that, though, I think, you know?
But I just wanted people to have this product. So I started out that way, you know, just kind of referring people because I believed in it.
Yeah.
And then 3 years in, I mean, we did well for just dabbling.
Yeah.
We did replace our incomes.
Right.
But then once I got serious, I had my kid, my first kid, and that's when I was like, shoot. Like,
you gotta go all in now.
Yeah, if I don't do this for her, if I don't prove to her that my dreams are possible,
wow,
then she won't believe her dreams are possible.
That's awesome.
And that's what it was. Like, that's what fired me up. And I just, like, hardcore, and then got to multiple six figures pretty quick.
So your why then was kind of concrete then.
Oh, yeah.
So before then, you were just dabbling here and there.
Yeah, I'd try hard for a month and then do nothing for months, and, you know, and believe and then not believe and all that stuff, you know. I actually 4 years ago, you know how you're on the Grant Cardone TV.
Yeah.
Grant Cardone came to one of our company events, and he was actually one of the ones that opened up my mind to believing that it's okay. Like, everyone sells, his thing he says, and that it's okay to make a lot of money and to do well.
Right.
So you can help the world, and
right.
you know, and,
absolutely.
You know, and I just had the stigma against, like, oh, I can't. I just need to help people. I don't need to make money. You know,
I think that's like a mindset that we were taught that it's you can't be filthy rich because you're gonna be like a, I don't know what it is,
actually,
but I had that too, and
yeah,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I think, well, you know, I grew up in a real Christian home where it was like, oh, if you're rich, you must not be following God, because you must be screwing somebody over or something,
right.
You know? Yeah, so once I got past that and realized, when you make more money, you just become more of who you are. And you know, help, so if you're a good people. Person, then you will do a lot more.
Right,
know?
Right.
And I've been able to do incredible things for my family and even my distant family that I didn't think I could do, you know, before.
How long did it take you to, I mean, I know you saw him speak at that conference, but.
Oh, yeah.
How long after that did it kind of click in? I know you cemented it with.
It's like I
started, right?
He started the belief, that, you know, that it was, and that I should do it. And then, you know, it was this like start and go. And then my kid was the final,
yeah, that's,
you know,
that's,
and I don't think you have to have a kid to find a strong why, but that just happened to me, you know, because here I am holding this little tiny thing going, oh shoot.
Like, it's real now.
I am not living my dreams. I'm not even close to doing as good as I can do in my life, you know, and I need to show her.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, coming up, and I think I try to look at mindset a lot in people and other people and even my own mindset. And I realize that, you know, we're living paycheck to paycheck, but there's so much we could offer. But fear and insecurity and no one taught us is the way. So we come into a lot of these programs or a lot of these companies and we always seem to fall back down, right, to zero, throw it away. We don't want to do it anymore. It didn't work. We're saying it's a pyramid. It just there's a lot of people making it in different companies, right? Okay, and so all companies are, I guess, created equal on top, but then it depends on the person. Do you agree with that?
Yes and no.
Okay.
Because definitely not, you know, okay, we're talking about entrepreneurs here. We're talking about different streams of income.
Mm-hmm.
There's tons of different streams of income. Real estate, investing in oil, you know, trading, all this stuff besides home-based businesses or network marketing, you know. Everyone's been hit up by some sort of network marketing company.
Right.
All companies are not created equal in my mind. You know, a lot of them can be just hype. The product is crap. They force you to have forced auto ship every month and, you know, requirements and all this stress. And like, it takes a lot to make it in a traditional home-based business company. And now, on that same question, if you are determined, and as long as the company doesn't go under, and you know they were a stable company, you can make it happen.
Right.
With the company I work with, it's a little bit like almost like cheating because because it's higher ticket and it's a 40-year-old medical company out of Japan.
Yeah.
You get this now income almost, and that way, you know, you're not struggling for the first year or two.
No.
And, you know, however, you still have to have the internal desire.
Right.
So it's going to happen just because you decided to do something, you know.
Well, I like that because, so, I like what you said because, you know, there's different types of companies, let's say multi-level network marketing companies. But if the company's all hype, they could fall under. The product isn't good. It's not stable.
Right.
You got to autoship. You're actually setting yourself up for failure. Grind. Recruit.
Right.
And then you're doing all this extra stuff when the company could actually help that way, pave that way to success. And you're saying the company you're with does all of that.
Yeah.
Helps you prepare you for success.
Yeah.
I
would say absolutely. Again, though, it's that internal drive, you know. There can be companies with great training systems and great, you know, duplicatable systems.
Yeah.
You got to decide, you know. And then the difference is with ours is just that you can do it by yourself. You don't have to recruit. You know, don't feel forced to talk to friends and family. You know,
are you kidding me? You could actually
make it. You can make at least six figures all by yourself.
Wow.
If you want. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it's kind of, for me, it's fun to mentor people and it's enjoyable to see people grow.
Yeah.
So I don't come at it as like, oh man, oh, you need to join this awesome business opportunity, man.
Right.
Like, no, it's more like, hey, this is working for me. If you want to check it out, you may like it, you may not, but I'd love to help you try.
Yeah.
You know, and that's kind of the difference.
Yeah. So, know? I mean, what kind of characteristics then in a person, you know, I know you got
the
determination, but what other kind of characteristics or what should your ideal person?
That's a really good question. The hunger, you talk about the hunger.
Yeah.
Americans are so lazy and I don't want to be mean. I'm so
don't
sorry.
Don't be mean, Ashley.
Not trying to be mean.
But be mean.
You know, our company, the Asian market
yeah.
is brutally murdering, like, you know, like, not murdering, but I think...
Just dominating right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, they're probably doing 10 times the sales that the wow. U.S. is doing in our company because they're not lazy and they're not so fearful of what people are going to think and, you know, all this stuff. So, anyways, the person I would be looking for is someone who's really hungry.
Yeah.
Who's not going to make excuses.
No excuses.
You know, not going to be crying, you know, just because one person told them no.
No, right.
You know? And you know, sometimes it's hard to tell that right off the bat.
Yeah.
But usually, like, and it's so funny, people always surprise me. Like, I'll think, you know, someone's got this all, their life all together. Right. They're dressed all sharp.
Right.
And they're the ones that suck the most.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because they're so worried about appearances, you know, and yeah. just doing something. You know, this is a total tangent, but I think the reason I struggled the first 3 years is because I overthought it so much.
Right.
Like, well, what if I try this? And maybe I'm just, I need to overcome my fear of what, you know. Right. Like, you're in over, like...
You spent that energy taking yourself away from doing it.
Yeah. Literally just taking the actions. And now that we have this simple system, it literally is just 3 steps.
Mm.
And if you can do 3 steps, you might mess up, you know, in the beginning, but who cares?
Yeah.
You know, you will get it, especially if you're determined. If you're like, I'm doing this no matter what.
Right. I love the fact that you came from this, like, you know, went off to Hollywood, did this acting thing. You know, Oklahoma is where you were born.
Yep.
And then you kind of like bouncing around the map, not trying to find out who you are.
Definitely.
And then overthinking this thing and kind of like, can I really do this or whatever? Okay, whatever, you know? But then getting the focus in the business side and actually doing it. Because I know there's tons of people that are willing to get uncomfortable like that, but it always seems out of reach. The you know, people are like, oh, get in there, I can do this. And they're like, man, I'm not that salesy.
Yeah. I'm not that kind of person. I've heard that so many times. And actually when somebody tells me like, well, I'm not really a salesy person, I'm actually like, sweet, good, thank God, you know, because, not saying, cause I mean, I believe that there's awesome salespeople out there, but a lot of times they're so structured in the way that they're used to closing people or whatever.
Right, there's a systematic.
Yeah, they forget like some daily relationship
type. I love that.
So really I'm like, well, hey, listen, do you care about people?
Yeah.
Do you have desire?
Yep.
Can you follow 3 steps?
Yeah.
You know?
That's it.
Yeah.
Like, check.
Yeah. And I'll give anybody a shot for the most part, you know?
Yeah.
If they're very serious.
Awesome. Yeah. I mean, so, well, that brings me to, well, Tony Robbins, I don't know if I told you this story, but they told me I needed better credit to go to Business Mastery, and I wrote a whole article about it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was really interested, already pumped up, get me into Business Mastery, and they reached out and like, stay, fix your credit. And I was like, cool. So I started a business instead.
Wow.
And I did both. But it brings me to a point that you actually went to a Tony Robbins, so I'm going to kind of steal what happened there.
Go for it.
A Tony Robbins conference. And you learned, you know, that I just mentioned the whole salesy side and really, but you, something happened there.
Yeah.
What happened?
Pretty incredible story. So, yeah, if you know who Tony Robbins is, you know his first event's called Unleashing the Power Within, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it was my first time going, so I was like, I'm going to pay for front row tickets.
Of course.
I want to be by all these go-getters because there's this thing called Platinum Partnership. And it's a minimum of $60,000 a year just to be in this. Mm-hmm. So these guys are millionaires, billionaires. Mm-hmm. These are not people messing around.
Yeah.
I want to sit by them. And, you know, you make friends because you're sitting there for hours and hours at this event. And I made some friends. And I was also interviewing people at breaks and stuff. And when they would ask what I would do, I'd freeze up and be like, well, it's like this water company and like... I mean, it is direct sales, but it's not like a typical pyramid, you know? Like, And finally, one of them that had become my friend, literally grabbed me on the shoulder and was like, seriously, Ashley, like, why are you acting so insecure about this?
Mm.
Like, you do realize that everyone sitting up here in this Platinum Partnership that's a millionaire has a network marketing company or a home-based business or at least 3 different income streams.
Right.
And I was like, really? You know, like totally shocked.
Yep.
And that was the turning point for me to absolutely not be afraid of talking about the business side, because it was such a health nut, you know, before.
Right.
And blown away. And, you know, I mentioned before that maybe they were successful in these network marketing companies because they were already successful in other things.
Yes.
And I think that's what sets my company apart and kind of where I came from, because I came from nothing,
mm-hmm.
you know, barely buying my groceries.
Right.
It's because it has that higher ticket. It's more of a old school Japanese company rather than some hypey.
There's a lot of hype out there.
You know, no yeah. hype. In fact, I almost wish I had more hype.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's very like old school Japanese. It's very sweet. But because it has that now income with the high ticket is the only reason I was able to make it.
So if I were to put the two, your company versus just some traditional multi-level marketing company or, you know, direct sales company, what would be like the top three things? I know you said it was high ticket, so that's one,
that's
right?
That's one of the biggest things.
Yeah.
Because most times you're just selling like $100, maybe $200, $300, you know.
Even that, right? Like if that.
Maybe they might have like a $1,000 business package.
Right.
But the biggest things that I think scare people off with home-based business or network marketing is the forced autoship, you know, having to buy something every single month.
Yes.
You know, most companies require at least $100 a month just to stay active.
Yeah.
Quotas with the volume. And that's where people got this idea of a pyramid, because the volume would all flow to the top, right?
Right.
Ours is not like that at all. It's based off points. It's actually patented. So no volume requirements. And if you need to take 6 months off, you're not going to drop rank if you drop volume.
Mm.
Like, that's a huge thing. I have a friend in another company. And again, I'm not bashing. It's great products.
Yeah.
You know, great company. But she worked her butt off for 2 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Then her granddaughter had some issue, right?
Right.
She had to take about 6 months off. But so her volume went way down,
right?
And she dropped like 3 income levels.
Wow.
And that just doesn't happen with us.
Right.
Like, you stay where you're at. A big one, huge, no sign-up fees. Like, why should I pay you to work for you?
Right. Right.
You know?
Right.
So a lot of... Oh, and the biggest one, no bothering friends.
Bigger than sign-up fees?
Right. Well, that's true. Maybe.
Just all these big ones.
Right.
Let's go.
Like, but you don't have to bother friends and family because everyone needs water.
That's huge.
Who's your market? Anyone that drinks water.
Water. Right. Actually, you know, we have another business. It's a soap company.
Yeah.
And our pitch is like, do you bathe? And then people are like, okay, you know, yeah, I do.
Right.
So I get it. And what I think there's a natural tie-in, because it's not just that it's water.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for you.
Yes.
And
yes.
It does so much for, you know, on the health side of it, too. So it's easy to kind of...
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
I've seen incredible health stories.
Yeah.
Lots of cool science. If you're a nerd about that,
we
could show you that. And then because it's eco-friendly, it replaces all these chemicals in your home and
mm-hmm.
saves you a lot of money. At least $200 a month, for me, it saved me like $400 or $500 a month, because I was buying like, you know, organic laundry detergent.
Right.
And all this
right.
stuff. So what makes me feel peace inside is that even if someone buys this product because they'd also like to make money, the product is lasts your whole life.
Yeah.
One time you buy it, and it's going to help them the rest of their life.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so it's like a win-win, I guess, for all parties involved.
The customer... We're actually 98% customers.
Wow.
Which is insane.
Yeah, because of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Look at other companies and they're...
They will say that because there's an auto ship.
Right.
Right? So, hey, listen, there are customers... No, they have to be in it to kind
typically,
of...
Yeah, and, you know, like I said, I love other companies. Nothing against it.
Yeah.
But it's a grind.
Yeah.
Where with us, it's a little...
It's a lifestyle. I think it's more... It's a lifestyle, but it also takes the pressure out of it.
Yes.
And the pressure is the big piece, especially when you could act. You said 3 simple steps.
Right.
You have the desire. Your why is there. Anyone really could make it.
Yeah.
And coming from you, I think you self-proclaimed yourself a hippie before.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, if Ashley could do it, a hippie, you know.
It's true. And I think that's why it took me so long to get to that higher income. So I just, I was like, you know, this free loving, you know, just like no drive. Even though I wanted the entrepreneurial life, I didn't do the actions to get there, right? So then, you know, start studying Grant Cardone, start studying, you know, Tony Robbins, all this stuff. I was like, oh man, like I actually have to take action.
Right. That was the big thing. We all read Think and Grow Rich. I always tell everyone, we were thinking ourselves to death. Yeah, I want it, but we never took action.
Yeah, you gotta have both.
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, just so I know you came far, and we spoke before this, and we were planning to help other people, and that's the biggest piece of it is helping people and showing them that they could do it too and provide some value. So I mean, I know you're busy, and thank you for even offering this to our comfort killers and anyone that's listening, but I think you have something special for them, right?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I don't usually do this, and just because I love your energy and I love what you're doing with Comfort Killers, I just had this intuition, you know, for the right person who's out there maybe looking, like, been striving, like, been paycheck to paycheck, like, has this entrepreneurial dream. Maybe one business worked and then they failed later or what, you know. I just want to kind of reach out to those people and you know, for the right person, you know, I'd definitely be willing to mentor them with this.
Wow. Huge.
I will be honest, to truly mentor someone who's a go-getter, you know, I can only handle like three at a time. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, true go-getters. You know, you get some people who talk a big talk and then they don't do anything.
Yeah, flatline.
But those who are going to, you know, go hard, I can do three, you know, at a time.
Yes.
You know, until they get, you know, able to do it all on their own. And, doesn't take long.
Yeah. How long do you think, you know?
You know, it's funny. I would say, and it depends on the person, but I'm not usually mentoring someone more than a month.
Maybe
2 months. If, you know, if they're really, you know, still, like, newbie to, you know, to talking to people or to internet or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, so what I wanted, the special thing I wanted to offer for your peeps is, the first 10 that come to the website, which we created one together, thecomfortkillerswater.com, thecomfortkillerswater.com,
And it's going to be in the show notes, guys. All this information will be in the show notes.
Yeah, put the link below. First 10 will get a private Zoom with us where we can really interview them, really get to know their dreams, their goals, find out if it's a fit, find out, you know, and even if it's not a fit, maybe inspire them in what they are doing, you know, but just have more personal touch with those first 10.
Sure thing.
And then, gosh, I'm kind of scared to do this.
I don't know. Ashley, you really are a comfort killer because Ashley said, she mentioned this to me, is that she's going to give her number to three people, and I said, Ashley, my killers out there are gonna get. They're gonna call. They're gonna text you right away.
My phone's gonna blow apart.
Your phone's gonna blow apart. So go ahead. I say definitely give them that information.
Don't be spamming me, Ben. My phone number, because on top of the website, for those that are like serious,
they're ready to go right now. These guys are like got their wine. Like, they're ready.
Been sick and tired of being sick and tired. And broken. You can text me or call. Text is easier. 323-717-7068.
Yep.
323-717-7068. Text me. I'm super serious. Call me.
Definitely.
And those three.
Yeah.
We'll get. I kind of have a way to do a business bonus. Where they'll kind of get started at a higher income rank than most people. Yeah.
Because they're ready to go. I mean, for those that take action, there's always a reward at the end of it. Absolutely. And I think this is it. Where if you dial, if you text Ashley 323-717-7068 and take massive action, you're gonna have double the increment, double the payout. Just put double everything, you know?
Double.
So, and then for those that, hey, listen, let me get more information. There's videos on the page and they could actually learn about it. And, you know, these guys are, they want to do it, but they just need that information.
They might be slightly more analytical.
Yeah. They're the analytical types, and that's thecomfortkillerswater.com. water.com, baby. TheComfortKillersWater.com. And Ashley, you've kind of put yourself out there for my Comfort Killers, which I appreciate and I value so much, you know, because taking action is all I'm about. And so thank you for that, giving our team that.
Yeah. I just want people to know that it's possible and live their dreams. That's what I want.
Yeah. And I want everyone, millions. Yeah. Okay. Millions to get uncomfortable. And I think this is the first step because we gave you that. We've given you that. Now that you have the information, what are you going to do with it?
Follow that gut feeling.
Follow that gut
feeling. Don't puss out.
Don't puss out. Hey, what are some of you, give me two of your favorite books.
Oh, God. The Magic of Thinking Big.
Ooh, Schwartz.
Ultimate Favey Fave.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, Bringing Out the Best in People. I love books so much. It's so hard.
Yeah.
But that would probably be, at least for the business I'm in as well.
Yeah.
Those are the two that I tell people to read right away.
Uh-huh.
Basic People Skills is the third one.
You love people, huh?
Yeah.
I can tell.
Well, you know, people think, and granted, there might be some people that can make money online that never have to talk to a soul.
I want to meet that person because it's not going to, I don't believe it.
And even if, at one point there has to be relational skills, even if it's a video. And I think that understanding yourself and people and how you relate to people is the hugest thing. And then the Magic of Thinking Big, you know, is opening your mind to the possibilities.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, how could people find you, learn some more?
Ooh.
Forgot about that on the other
thing. Yeah, I know. That's fine. Well, I'm on Facebook, Ashley Strand. Gosh, I'm trying to think. I'm on all the social stuff, but...
Is it Ashley Strand on everything?
Ashley Strand on everything. Or Dreams on Tap. We have a whole group. Dreams on Tap is kind of like, people know us by that. Like
in Facebook?
Even on YouTube. If you go to... My husband's name is Brian with a Y. B-R-Y-A-N. Mm-hmm. Brian and Ashley Strand. Our YouTube channel is kind of fun because we do a lot of different silly things. And
you guys are fun.
Ah, thanks.
I could definitely tell that. You know, we were dancing around here just a minute ago. But definitely bringing on a funner side. Funner side in the Comfort Killers. No words, okay? So I do appreciate you coming by and dropping knowledge. Again, for those Comfort Killers out there, if you're really hungry, you're ready right now, you're ready to get uncomfortable, go big for your goals and dreams in life and know that it's okay. It's okay to make money. It's okay to want to do business. It's okay. Text Ashley really late, too. Ashley. Text Ashley right now. 323-717-7068. I am ready. Let her know you're a Comfort Killer, and she's going to get right to you. And for those that just need a little more analytical data, we got you covered, too. And just head to the website, thecomfortkillers.com. Remember, only 10 people is all we want on that. Thecomfortkillerswater.com. Ashley, bringing out the fun side.
Oh, yeah.
Thecomfortkillerswater.com. And we're going to set you up with a private Zoom meeting. We got some videos on there. We got some information for those. The hungry ones, though, get on the phone right now. Thank you so much. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Anything you want to leave with our Comfort Killers today?
I believe in you.
Yes.
Even though that might sound cheesy, like, I really do. I believe that inside of every human soul, you have the capability to make happen what you hope to happen.
Love that. I can't even say it any better. That's why I'm leaving right now. I am Stacey A. Cross, and there is no E in my name. Until next time, get uncomfortable.